理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 3 Phineas Fogg has a dangerous conversation. Phineas Fogg shut the door of his house at 11:30, put his right foot before his left 575 times, and his left foot before his right 576 times. At 5:40, his usual whist partners arrived. Andrew Stewart, an engineer, John Sullivan, and Samuel Follenton, bankers. Thomas Flanagan, a brewer, and Gautier Ralph, one of the directors of the Bank of England.
"Well, Ralph," said Thomas Flanagan, "what about the robbery?"
"Oh," replied Stewart, "the bank will lose the money."
"I disagree," Ralph said. "I think we will catch the robber. Skilled detectives have been sent to America and Europe."
"But have you got the robber's description?" asked Stewart.
"In the first place, he is no robber," returned Ralph positively.
"What? A fellow who makes off with £55,000 is no robber?"
"No. The Daily Telegraph newspaper says that he is a gentleman." It was Phineas Fogg who said this. The affair they talked about occurred 3 days ago at the Bank of England. A package of bills worth £55,000 had been taken from the banker's table. The Bank of England is very trusting. There are no guards protecting the bank's riches. It took some time to notice this theft. As soon as the robbery was discovered, detectives left for Liverpool, Glasgow, Havre, Suez, Brindisi, New York, and other ports. A reward of £2,000 and 5% of the amount recovered was offered. As the newspaper said, the thief may not have been a professional. On the day of the robbery, a well-dressed gentleman was seen entering and leaving the room. A description of the man was sent to the detectives.
"I still say," said Stewart, "that the chances are in favor of the thief."
"Well, where can he go?" asked Ralph. "No country is safe for him."
"Oh, I don't know. The world is big enough."
"It was once,"
said Phineas Fogg.
"What do you mean by once?
Has the world grown smaller?"
Stewart asked.
"Certainly," replied Ralph. "I agree with Mr. Fogg. The world has grown smaller, and that is why the search for this thief will probably succeed."
Stewart was not convinced.
"Just because you can go around the world in 3 months."
"In 80 days,
interrupted Phineas Fogg.
"That is true, gentlemen,"
added John Sullivan.
"Only 80 days. Here is the estimate made by the Daily Telegraph. From London to Suez, via Mount Cenis and Brindisi, by rail and steamboats. 7 days from Suez to Bombay by steamer. 13 days from Bombay to Calcutta by rail. 3 days from Calcutta to Hong Kong by steamer. 13 days from Hong Kong to Yokohama, Japan, by steamer. 6 days from Yokohama to San Francisco by steamer. 22 days from San Francisco to New York by rail. 7 days from New York to London by steamer and rail, 9 days. Total, 80 days.
"Yes, in 80 days,
Stewart said.
"But that doesn't account for bad weather, winds, accidents, and so on."
"All included,"
replied Phineas Fogg.
What about Hindus or Indians? They could stop the train and kill the passengers,
replied Stuart.
All included, calmly replied Fogg.
You are right. Theoretically, Mr. Fogg, but practically...
Practically also, Mr. Stuart.
I'd like to see you do it in 80 days.
Shall we go?
Good heavens! I would wager £4,000 that such a journey is impossible.
Quite possible, sir, replied Mr. Fogg.
Well, make it then.
I will at once, but you will pay for it.
Well, Mr. Fogg, said Stuart, it shall be so. I will wager £4,000 on it.
All right, said Mr. Fogg. I will wager £20,000.
£20,000, cried Sullivan. £20,000 which you would lose by a single accidental delay.
The unforeseen does not exist, quietly replied Phineas Fogg.
You are joking.
A true Englishman doesn't joke when talking about a wager, replied Phineas Fogg. I will bet £20,000 against anyone that I will make the tour of the world in 80 days or less, in 1920 hours, or 115,200 minutes. Do you accept?
We accept,
Stuart, Fallentin, Sullivan, Flagan, and Ralph said. Good, said Mr. Fogg. The train leaves for Dover at 9:15. I will take it this very evening. I shall return to this very room on Saturday, the 21st of December, at 9:15 p.m. A note of the wager was written and signed. His friends were uncomfortable because they did not like to make such a difficult bet with their friend. At 7 o'clock, his friend suggested he make his preparations.
I am quite ready now, he calmly said.
Let's play cards.